Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Crayon Munchers 5-year plan has been established, comrades. I was just saying we were going to buy some crayons and then munch them, but too much. Just too much. In case you wonder what I'm talking about, it's Oxfam. They've decided to rename themselves as Crayon Munchers International. Love munching crayons. You ever munch crayons?
No, not even as a child.
Wonderful activity, I'm being told from the Oxfam CEO, but we'll see. We'll start off just with the Origins of Intersectionality podcast on lotusears.com, because of course, this is what has caused the outbreak of crayon munching amongst grown adults for some reason.
It's such a childish but quite offensive slur, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to keep using it, because in this case, I think it really does apply.
Mm-hmm. Oxfam are ridiculously stupid.
It's not just we believe new ideology, it's actual crayon munching levels of stupidity. So we'll go to the news, which was Oxfam is pointless. I mean, cool. You see here from GB News reporting Oxfam torn apart over new woke guidance as charity accused of becoming a laughingstock. This was basically them just, this is an article essentially just being like, oh, we filmed something, let's write an article about what we said, but whatever. They say in here, Oxfam has been dubbed a laughingstock over their decision to publish guidance which advises staff to avoid saying mother or father. It's not crayon, this isn't virtue signaling, this is crayon munching. All right, this is what we've got to start calling it. Because, I mean, we're not dealing with people who have thought through the ideology like Kimberly Crenshaw in that podcast talk about this. She actually has, you know, it's dumb, but she's thought through it. Mm-hmm. The people who write these style guides saying you shouldn't say mother or father, they're crayon munchers. They don't understand anything. They're just munching away on their crayons.
They've just been told that it's good and accepted it unequivocally, yeah. Without question.
I mean, the people under 29 who work in such industries, frankly, under 35 probably as well, considering how long this crap's been around, who tweet the stuff from the company they've essentially taken over. Crayon munching. I mean, give them some crayons for Christmas. I think that's probably the right thing to do, and I'm sure they'll love them. The charity set up to tackle global poverty has now decided to tell people about mother and father. Warn staff against a string of potentially offensive terms, because poverty is offended. The abstract concept is whatever. There's a 92-page document for you to read.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I didn't bother. I know what's in there. I'm not wasting my time with the crayon smears and saliva that's mixed in with it on that document. Because we all know. Come on, we've been around long enough. It's going to be like, oh, you
can't. Not even worthy of putting on the fridge, is it?
Master bedroom is a term that invokes slavery. So you should say primary bedroom instead. You know, crap like that.
I've never thought of slavery when someone says the master bedroom.
Have you not heard that? They want to get rid of blacklisting and whitelisting. Because, you know, black's bad. Which is a really weird thing to say.
We're going to get to the point where just individual shades are going to be banned. It's like, yes, white, black.
Oh, we have to call it, what is it, denied listing, allowed listing, or true or false listing. There's a whole host of like retarded terms.
Of the absence of light.
These crayons are good. Anyway, so Oxfam said, we are proud of using inclusive language. I love the taste of crayons, and we won't be...
Wait a minute.
And we won't succeed in tackling poverty by excluding marginalized groups. Num, 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 num. I may have added a few words to that official statement, but that was unironically what they wrote out, which is... until we stop saying mother or father, poverty will persist.
All right, well, Are they trying to promote poverty? Because I'm starting to come around to it.
Yeah. In case you wondered, the Crayon Munchers at the organization have been doing their tweets, as cool Crayon Munchers do. There we are. They've got a whole range of the different crayons they eat for you to see. I think there are some Crayola sponsorships to be had in case they want to hit them up. No responses to this tweet are allowed.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Also, this might charity is for you. The charity is for everyone, but they're a poverty charity. But I'm not in poverty. Despite the best efforts of the government.
Are you gay? You are poor. It's a mixed messaging. I think you're right. What was going on there?
So, charity is for everyone, therefore it's for no one.
Nom, 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 nom.
It's like Homer Simpson stuffing the crayons up his nose, lodging one in his brain.
I mean, we've gone over Oxfam before doing some stupid woke crap. This is why I'm at the point where they're just crayon munchers. I genuinely am at that section. Of course,
you've got all the colours there.
It's an article of allegiance as well for, well, they love crayons, the different raspberry flavoured. Anyway, but let's go to the next one because it turns out that this woman is responsible. At least one of them. We'll find out there's more in a minute. This is Helen over here, she, her.
Of course.
Shocked. Describes herself as an intersectional feminist communications at Oxfam. That's her job. Her job title is intersectional feminist communications.
Ugh.
That's a job. You get paid money to huff crayons and munch them.
Thing is, they're probably on really good money as well. They're like the diversity, equity, and inclusion people.
Yeah.
Where they're probably on like $250,000 just to be like, yes, everyone's racist.
Well, I did see in their accounts, I think there's about 40 people who work for Oxfam are over 70K.
For a charity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her experience, what she's done, well, she works for Oxfam. She used to be at the University of Sussex. So that's a long career to get to the point of crayon muncher. Mm-hmm. She munched her way through all of University of Sussex.
Maybe she'll be head crayon muncher one day.
I think she is head crayon muncher for communications. Well, what does she describe herself as, though? You know, where she's got a description. I work to strategically integrate an intersectional feminist approach in the way that Oxfam communicates about its programs. Nom, 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 nom. She also works to ensure campaigns reflect our commitments to anti-racism, feminism, LGBTQIA plus rights, inclusion, blah, 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 blah. Nom, 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 saliva dripping down her throat.
What?
I don't know. I imagine they salivate a lot as well. I think crayons make you produce more saliva. Like
Pavlovian dogs.
Well, I mean, if you eat a lot of salt, then I think your body will produce more.
Do crayons have salt in? Have you been sampling a lot of crayons?
I think it would dry it out. I'm assuming. I'm not a crayon muncher. I don't work in intersectional feminism.
It takes one to know one, doesn't it? I've seen you sneaking the odd crayon, Callum.
Does it? I mean, if you see a man at a bus stop munching crayons, do you have to munch crayons to identify as a crayon muncher?
Yes. This is the hill I will die on.
Weird one. Anyway, crayon muncher, I mean, projects amongst crayon munching describes themselves as things they've achieved in this very important role mm-hmm. of intersectional communications, feminine. Maybe you go back because there's projects. The Inclusive Language Guide. Oh, so she's responsible for this.
Mm-hmm.
92 pages of colours. All the rainbow. She also organised Pride 2022. She curated a blog series for it. She didn't organise all the world's events. You know, she wrote a blog.
I was going to say, that would be quite the feat.
Yeah. She copy-pasted, presumably, other intersectional BS. Either imprinted in her brain or literally Control-C, Control-V from somewhere else. Which would be the smart thing to do. She probably just has, like, I've spoken about this. When you meet people who are genuine Marxists or talk to people who used to live in socialist countries and they talk about how they had to sit through indoctrination and recite it all. And the same people. Just different
well, names. Yeah, lots of the progressive rhetoric has like a sort of vibe to it that it's just being recited. Like it's
ideology. It's like, so
it's why they always say racist, sexist, homophobic, trans. It's always in that same order.
That's why I had to go blah, 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 because it went on. Mm. What other projects has she done besides writing a blog and a book about not saying mother, which are hard jobs? I mean, that is worth £90,000 in my opinion.
Mm.
Nothing. That's it. Read it yourself. She didn't do anything else. She says at the end, oh, I helped in this Ingo pledge of change. Nothing. She didn't do anything. Nothing. That's her life.
Professional language policer.
Listed skills. Intersectionality. Solidarity. These aren't skills.
It's like me saying, my skills are social conservatism.
Skill. Fascism. It's a skill issue, guys. You have a skill issue. No, it's not a skill. Ideologies aren't skills. It's ideology. Moron.
Very skilled at lies.
That's what she's saying here. Turns out there's some more fellow crayon munchers. I suppose they get together and swap crowns occasionally.
That's the best way. You get all the colours that way.
Yeah, the next lady here, just a screenshot what I found. This is the feminist Oxfam. Supporter Journey Executive.
Supporter Journey Executive.
She supports journeys. She's the executive team of supporting journeys.
Is that a very esoteric way of saying, like, someone who works on the staff of a train or something? Like, yes, I'm a supporter journey executive. I execute the support of your journey. Is that like, what are they called again? The people on aeroplanes that...
Stewardess.
Flight assistant. Yeah. Stewardess.
I mean, there's two more things. There's two clues. We can play Blue's Clues. Try and find out what a supporter journey executive does. She just writes at the end, a feminist gender specialist.
Okay.
Right. So whose journey are you supporting? Women and...
Healthy people to...
Gender confused.
Yes.
To become more gender confused and to become more feminist. To abandon being a woman. Right. That's her current job. What I noticed is that when you look up the people who work at Oxfam, because I was going to go through all of their accounts on LinkedIn, because these people do LinkedIn accounts, which I don't get, don't have a LinkedIn account. I don't know why the world does this. Why would you do that? Like, why would you put your like waste of time publicly? Because I can look at it and make fun of you. This is what I don't understand about social media in that way. But
well, people have the entire business ecosphere kind of has this grind set mentality that if you're not on LinkedIn, you're not networking enough and you're not going to succeed in your career.
But if you're taking your LinkedIn account seriously, all I think is liar. Like, you're the kind of person who puts on a face, a brand, because that's what it is. It's you constantly scrubbing and being like, oh yeah, I'm the most perfect, amazing person.
That's
like,
a lot of social media though, isn't it? I mean,
oh god,
it is a social media.
You know, when you see people on Instagram, like couples who are like, we're having the best couple life ever, going traveling as a couple, blah, blah, blah. And you know, like, it's just pure toxic.
When I'm having fun, I don't feel like sharing it online.
That's what I mean.
I don't think about telling other people that I'm having fun.
Someone who's constantly updating their LinkedIn account. I've just wrote a crap in the duck. Sorry. But they've people who constantly update their LinkedIn account like that, I just think toxic, not worth, like, not going to be a good employee. And well, those accounts definitely
it's
are.
Also, not a very effective use of their time. Because if you're in a job that you want to stay in, why do you need to update your LinkedIn?
But the individuals who have decided to do that at Oxfam, they've all made their accounts private now. I can't view them. If you click on their accounts, it's just like, oh, you can't view this.
Funny that.
Didn't matter, though, because these retards also have websites where they just put themselves on. So, good job. That was worth it. This person here, well, more crayon enthusiasts. Dr. Fenilla Porter, head of Crayon Munching and Equalities, describes herself, a committed intersectional feminist. Opening line. What do you do? I'm committed intersectional feminist. That's what I am. That's your job, is it? Your job is being a lunatic. Okay. I began my career as an activist, which is not a job, working for women's rights organizations in Canada and East Africa before moving into... Well, that went well in East Africa, didn't it?
Yeah. As the previous segment indicated, it didn't go well.
I'm sure Crayon Muncher over here did a great job of convincing the Ugandans that... Well, 10 years, like, she seemed to have radicalized them. Before being moving into a more academic path, teaching and publishing a postgraduate level in gender development and intersectional labor. Sorry, international labor. Who cares? Same crap. I'm also involved in the workers' rights and international trade movement. Ah, sindicato, you're a fascist. Not even joking. For people who don't know, go and watch Tate's latest video.
They're syndicalists.
I don't care which video he's published. Go and watch it.
Yeah.
It's probably our day.
I enjoy them.
Whichever one. Because for people who don't know, the Italian word for trade union is sindicato, syndicalism, which is where the word fascism comes from, because it's a fasces.
Fasces is the sign of authority, isn't it, in ancient Rome?
I actually am kind of annoyed that people don't do this. When you translate fascism into English from Italian, it is actually trade unionism.
Mm-hmm.
So... whole other conversation, but she's part of the International Trade Union movement. She's an international fascist, as well as a cooperative movement member. So, oh, great. Since 2011, I've worked for Oxfam, first as a gender policy advisor. When I was in Afghanistan, I think you've seen the video.
Yes.
I found a pile of folders.
That was some meme magic, wasn't it? Around the back of your hotel, was it?
I went and looked at the trash, because if you want to find out what's going on, look in the trash. And I went and looked in the trash.
Frank Reynolds from Always Sunny over here.
Piles and piles of folders that were being discarded of, what was it, gender and women's education or whatever. Gender sensitivity training, that was what it was called.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I would do the same.
So her work going well, and her colleagues in the international trade union movement, their work's going well. Yeah. Then Deputy Director of Women's and Gender Rights Office. In this role, we were jointly responsible for providing vision and strategic feminist leadership.
This is like, it's like someone asked ChatGPT to just generate a job description of a woke person, isn't it?
Can you get me an employee who doesn't do any work? Oh, there we are. Feminist leadership. Yeah, okay. Well, she's worked hard. She says in here, I'm convinced that embracing our intersectional feminist principles will make all of our work better. And the reason I called this the Crayon Munchers 5-year plan is because they actually do have a 5-year plan. This isn't just me.
That's horrific optics on their part. Because, yeah. Of course, if you don't know, the Soviet Union had 5-year plans.
Yeah, I'm not just innating Stalin because, of course, this is all socialist garbage. Like, no, they have a 5-year gender plan. By 2025, these things will be the case. This is their gender pay report. And in here, they lay out by 2025, blah, blah, blah. So
you,
it is
you
a
think with all the crayons they have, they'd at least have drawn it in colour.
Well, they did draw it with crayons, at least. I mean, this isn't pen, presumably. I mean, I assume this is black crayon.
I mean, they could work on it a little bit more.
Well, they say in here that 65% of all people who work for Oxfam are women.
So they're overrepresented.
Yeah, they're discriminating against men.
Sexism. There we go.
Women are overrepresented, as in, like, more than 50% of each of these stratas, and literally every strata of Oxfam, upper management, CEO level, like upper management, and then lower management, middle management, workforce, like all of those levels you could think of, and I make one up in your head, feminist leadership, yeah, probably the same thing. Overwhelmingly women, just to keep yourself in mind, and they have some intersectional goals that by 2025, the Reich will be this big and blah, blah, blah. It's a waste of time. But then they decided to whine in here that more women took furlough, which means women were most affected. And oppressed.
You mean women extracted the most money from the government that was probably taxed from men?
But Americans,
we worked through it, so we paid for it.
The word furlough is that if you took time off during a pandemic, you got money by the taxpayer for free to not work.
I'm very bitter about this. This is basically socialism. Yeah. I work to pay other people's wages that I don't care about, to be honest.
So these women who took it off at Oxfam, they got paid to do no work, and that was oppression because it's led to a pay gap. Because the men at Oxfam continued to work. So the men went to work and their taxes paid for the women to not work, women most affected. Quote, this gendered inequality needs to be recognised in our 5-year action plan.
It's like you get like a parasite on your leg and the parasite complains that your blood isn't sweet enough.
No, yeah, how could you? You want to know what the pay gap at Oxfam is, even with the 5-year plan?
Go ahead.
25.5%. Women make up over 60% of every level of management and workforce, and yet there's a pay gap of 25.5%.
There's just a lot of internalized misogyny, clearly.
No.
It's the only explanation.
The accurate reason defined by themselves is that women decided to take furlough in our company more than the men, which meant they were getting paid by the taxpayer to do no work, whilst the men came in and did work, which means that the men earned more money.
No way. You mean working more gets you more money?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? But we'll go to the Companies House report, because if you ever want to find out about a British company, just look at Companies House, type in the thing and you can find their deets if they're a charity, because they have to publish it if they're a charity. I think it's the same in the US. I don't remember.
I think so, yeah.
But there's pages and pages of crap in here about CO2, which you didn't expect. It's just, it goes on and on. But do you care about
you
CO2?
Know what the cause of poverty in the world?
Yeah.
It's not a lack of food, clean water, like we used to hear about now. CO2.
It's I think it's about halfway through this start, and it just goes on and on and on. Side note. The main thing as to why the Crayon Munchers have their 5-year plan, why they're funded, in fact, 50% of all of their income comes from the state.
I mean, the trade union element all of a sudden seems to mesh quite well with that fact, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
A cozy relationship with a basically a private interest group and the government. one of the same? There's a word for that, isn't there?
Trade unionism.
Mm, yeah.
In English. In Italian, it's something else. Do you want to know what the biggest funders of Oxfam are from the States? Because it's not just one state, it's multiple states, because of course...
I take it you mean a state in the United States?
No. That's, it's really more who's the most cuck, woke, retarded states who would throw money around like this.
As in national state?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it overall or by... That's not helping. Canada?
Ooh, you're close. They were one of the big funders, but no. You got two more guesses. Most cuck nation?
United States of
America. Boom, that's one of them. You're on the board. Okay. Survey says they're the biggest one. Sorry, second biggest. There is a bigger cuckolder state in the world.
Is it us?
No. One more guess.
Sweden. Did I get it?
Yep.
I got there in the end.
Du gamla, du fria, du... Waste of space as well. Sweden was at this point. Yeah, there we are. There's the Crayon Munchers 5-year plan, and the people funding Crayon Munching are the United States government and the Swedish governments. Oh, so tolerant. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the premium articles, this one's on the ruins of civilization, and an audio track for silver and gold tier listeners. And if you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.